Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I wanted to come back to this because we ran out of time for this one yesterday because it was such a weird story. It was the silly string one where it was a Florida escort who was arrested because she attacked a dude with silly string. Well, the other article that I found said, because I'm like, if this guy literally filed like a battery charge because of silly string, then he deserves to get attacked. I just felt like that was stupid. But he had a forehead laceration. So I think it was just more than the silly string itself. It sounded like she also hit him with the can. So yeah, the female was arrested for battery, changed that up, and spent the night in jail. She bonded out for $1,000. But yeah, that's what ended up happening with that. So I wanted to run that down. A Florida man attempted a cell phone drop via drone to a Sandstone prison inmate. Okay, guys, it's Mayor of Kingstown. Not everything that you see in television is going to, you know, like they have drones that drop phones and drugs in the jail. You can't do that. That's TV, y'all. That's not going to work. But this Florida man, Jose Moncada, he's 39 years old, was charged with introducing contraband into jail. And apparently, according to Pine County Sheriff's Office, the deputies responded to a drone that was flying over the institute, the prison. And they said there was an object attached underneath it. They all saw it. So it wasn't like it was, you know, it wasn't hiding itself, right? It was very obvious. And they watched this thing coming from a mile away, bringing this phone. And they all saw it. They were recording it. They had it all in the crosshairs. They saw everything. And then a deputy later on initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle that was believed to have been involved with it. And they found a black backpack in the trunk and et cetera, and they arrested the guy because he had all the stuff for the drone. So they found the drone controller, cell phones, bubble wrap, all that stuff, and a pay stub. Like, he kept his pay stub for doing this. So he was taken into custody, obviously. Goodness. A Florida man illegally killed 13 American alligators, say wildlife officials. Brevard County. He's facing charges after wildlife officials say he illegally killed 13 American alligators. An arrest warrant for 21-year-old Jacob Latrell of Edgewater says it happened over the course of several days in the St. John's River near a boat ramp. They said that an illegal killing, possessing, or capturing of an American alligator is a third-degree felony. Which answers my question of, I keep seeing these alligators in clothes and like little t-shirts being carried around by people in Florida. Can I do that? No, the answer is no. That's a third degree felony, as I just found out. So, a South Florida man. Oh, he chose violence today. He torched the clubhouse of the Enforcers Motorcycle Club.
Oh boy.
This guy's 47. Did you see his mugshot?
Yeah, I did. RIP, bro.
Dude, 47-year-old man. I think he probably wants to be in prison at this point. Does he? Maybe not on the streets so much.
Death wish.
Yeah, this is some death wish stuff. So he set fire. They're saying he's facing charges in connection with arson at the clubhouse for the Enforcers Motorcycle Club in Palm Beach County. They said that he faces one count each of second-degree arson, burglary, property mischief, etc. No motive has been disclosed. But I would imagine that he probably is like, yes, please take me to jail. I'll burn something else down if you try to let me go.
The Enforcers?
Yeah, I mean, it's literally, like, try to think of the meanest name for your biker club. The Enforcers pretty much is it. Like, you couldn't pick the Kittens and Sunshine Motorcycle Club, their clubhouse to burn down. You pick the Enforcers, the folks who will bring you the program. Our friends at All Family Pharmacy. This website can never cease business because I will not know what to do. I love All Family Pharmacy. I use it. Not only can you get the stuff that gatekeepers try to keep from you, the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, the whole nine yards, NAD+, all of that, but you can also get your emergency medications and daily medications. You can get antibiotics. Like, for instance, if I know that I'm getting strep, I've had it enough. I know what it is. I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to go out there and abuse antibiotics to the point of rendering them ineffective. But I'm not going to go and pay like an $80 whatever fee and go and have a doctor tell me what I know I have. And then have to wait and get the person. No. I'm going to go to All Family Pharmacy, put in my symptoms. The doctor's going to look at it, approve, and then send my prescription in and my medications right to my house. That's how it works. You can get it in 2 to 4 days, overnight in a pinch if you need it. I also got my anti-nausea meds when I went on the MRC cruise to Norway. Ladies, I went and got the Latisse for your eyelashes. So if they start looking really good, that's why. You can choose your medication. Not insurance or risk-averse physicians. Try it today. Take your medical freedom back. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Use code Dana10 today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight. And the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who
okay,
I love.
I'm done with him making this. Jimmy Kimmel wakes up like Candace Owens every single day and is like, how can I make this about me? I'm going to make it about me. It's all about me. Every day. I cannot stand that leftist mentality. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you right at the bottom of this first hour. I can't stand that leftist mentality because that's what it is. So let me just remind everybody. He didn't make a joke. He lied. He didn't make a joke. He went on air and he lied. He said the killer was MAGA. And then he blamed the administration for causing it, and he was trying whataboutism and all of that other stuff. He said, quote, this was the comment that really set off the listeners for Sinclair and Nexstar. Quote, we hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. That wasn't a joke. Does that sound like a joke to you? No, because it's not. He lied. Jimmy Kimmel can kiss my ass. He went out there and he lied. And by the way, Andrew Colvette, the spokesperson for TPUSA, similarly, has the same sentiment. Now, what would have been one thing? Look, I'm not a monster. I'm not like the left. We're not like the left. Because there's a purpose to what we do. We don't go out there and fight just to fight. It's all about waking people up, persuading people to come to reason. If that's not the point, then it's just all a vanity game. So we're not unrealistic. We're not impractical. We're not illiberal. There is a point to it. So it would have been one thing if Jimmy Kimmel had come out and said, you know what? When I said that MAGA was trying to characterize the guy who murdered, and he wasn't a kid, he was in his 20s, the guy who murdered Charlie Kirk, as anything other than one of them and scoring, I shouldn't have said that because it was wrong. We know that that's not the case. We know the motive of the killer. I shouldn't have said it. I lied and I'm sorry. I would have totally accepted that, and this would have been a very different segment today. That would have been fine. I don't expect him to make any donations or anything like that. I just expected him to have the balls to be honest. He's such a coward. He is such a coward. He acts like it's so brave to go on national television and lie his ass off. It's easy to do when everybody covers for you. What's harder to do is tell the truth. But he's such a partisan ideologue. He doesn't even have enough humanity in him to do that. By the way, he cries all the time. Lorraine reminded me of this last night. She's like, oh my gosh, he cries all the time. Here he is crying. Here he's crying. He cries all the time, so I don't take this seriously. He's crying because he's upset for himself. I watched his monologue. Only time I ever did it, except for when the first thing after Kirk to watch what he said. And I'm not going to do it again. He had his chance. It's passed. He had gone out and he lied about it. He didn't make a joke. He was vicious. He was vicious. And he lied about it. And he said that it was a MAGA person. It was one of them. And even the audience in the time, they kind of didn't really laugh. They were like, because he wasn't making a joke. He was stating something that was untrue. At a time before the widow and family even had a chance to put Charlie's body in the ground, he was already lying about it. That is why people were mad. People weren't mad because he made a stupid joke. That's all Jimmy Kimmel is a stupid joke. People weren't mad because he made a joke. No one watches the damn show. They were mad because he added to the maliciousness of the moment. Because he lied. He lied. And then he had the audacity to say this. Audio soundbite 4.
Over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow.
Yeah.
If you believe,
they don't mean it.
In the teachings of Jesus, as I do.
No, you don't.
There it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
Oh, my gosh.
And I hope it...
I'm not buying it.
It touches many. And if there's anything we should take from this tragedy to carry forward, I hope it can be that and not this.
He wants that kind of forgiveness.
Thank you for listening. And
he wants that kind of forgiveness, but he refuses to acknowledge what he did that was wrong. He wants, and let me be clear, what Jimmy Kimmel is wanting isn't just a forgiveness. He wants a reconciliation without any acknowledgement of offense. He wants a reconciliation to where you are the one. This isn't, he wants reconciliation without changing his ways. He wants reconciliation so he can keep on doing things like this. Audio soundbite 6.
He's gunning for our journalists, too. He's suing them. He's bullying them. Over the weekend, his foxy friend Pete Hegseth announced a new policy that requires journalists with Pentagon press credentials to sign a pledge promising not to report information that hasn't been explicitly authorized for release. That includes unclassified information. They want to pick and choose what the
news is. That's
not
exactly what happened either.
I know that's not as interesting as
muzzling. He immediately goes into spinning yarn again. So when he was sitting here pretending to cry about forgiveness, he was trying to make that about him. See, I mean, she asked forgiveness, and so, you know, what I did was way less worse, so you can forgive me. That's what it was. It was like a subtle emotional blackmail. That's not working. He didn't apologize one single time. Not once. But yet we're expected to just welcome him back on air. No, we're not doing that anymore. Absolutely not. Pound sand. He's part of the problem. Rhetoric like Jimmy Kimmel's is what got Charlie Kirk killed. Because people out there get incited. Words aren't violence, but the left sure as hell believes that they are, so that they can use violence to justify murdering you over your words. And Jimmy Kimmel is culpable. He is part of that problem. I mean, this was not him asking a good faith, sincere ask, because he didn't say, and yes, he needs to. He didn't apologize for lying. He keeps trying to dodge and say, well, for a joke, etc. So he's still lying. He's still lying now. His behavior hasn't changed. He hasn't learned anything about it, except he feels sorry for himself. I'm so sorry I went out there and lied. I'm so sorry that I added to the fire of the moment. I'm so sorry that I poured more poison into the ear of the nation's leftists at a time when we should be toning everything down. So no, partners that bring you the program, our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR-57. It is a rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, 40% lighter than the competition. So if you're looking to conceal carry a 5.7, this is something you should look at. They accomplish the lightness and the diminutive size in a couple of different ways. The rotary barrel, number one, it's a one-of-its-kind, redefined, one-of-a-kind rotary barrel pistol, so that contributes to it, but also the very unique way that they load. It's a top-loading design, so it replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips. So you have a slimmer carry profile, 20+1 capacity, low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, simple, reliable, and affordable. MSRP, only $399. Learn more about the PR-57 chambered in 5.7 at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America, so there's no need to cross the pond, the river, or even your neighbor's driveway to find real quality. And this summer, Nissan is making it easier than ever to upgrade your ride. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the best-selling Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can finally wave goodbye to that old car with the mysterious dashboard rattle and the tape holding that bumper together. Whether you're craving advanced tech that feels like the future, serious comfort for those long drives, or the peace of mind that comes with driving something that doesn't squeak every time you turn left, these SUVs have you covered. But don't snooze on this. These offers are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. It's just one more reason why Nissan is ranked number one for the new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. If you've been waiting for the right moment, consider this your opportunity and head over to your local Nissan dealer before these offers disappear. Learn more and find your new Nissan at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
$2.2 billion solar plant in California was turned off after years of wasted money. It was described as never living up to its promises. Oh, we're so shocked by this. Yes, it cost it's like an estimation, $2.2 billion.
This facility, I don't know if you know this is the one that fries birds in midair. This was the one that was actually killing wildlife.
Like chicken to go.
Yeah, kind
of. I'm kidding. Yes. I'm just kidding.
Are you hungry?
No, but I do hate the solar stuff. I hate all this. It makes me hate all of it, and it makes me want to just go and burn coal and use a lot of styrofoam. Not going to lie. So the power plant, $2.2 billion to build. Construction began in 2010, completed in 2014. Now it's going to close because it couldn't efficiently generate solar energy. Can't even make this up. And remember, Barack Obama gave it lots of money. This is Solyndra Part 2. It is. It's Solyndra Part 2. He gave it a lot of money. He gave it $1.6 billion. So yeah, that's kind of a big deal. MLB is going to use robot umpires. This is how it starts. First, you got these robots vacuuming y'all's house. Now you've got the robots officiating your baseball games. So they are getting called up robot umpires. Major League Baseball, their 11-man competition committee approved use of the automated ball strike system for 26. Human plate umpires will still call balls and strikes, but now teams can challenge two calls per game and get additional appeals and extra innings. Challenges must be made by a pitcher, catcher, or batter and signaled by tapping their helmet or cap. So we'll see what do you think about that, Kane?
I welcome it because sometimes behind the plate, it gets so frustrating when you see these umps. And then let's not even bring in Angel Hernandez into this conversation.
Yeah. Democrats handling open inquiries into the handling of the Tom Homan investigation. Remember, the DOJ was like, there's no there. And this was the stupidest story ever. But they're trying to make something of it. They're desperately trying to make something of it. But everyone else, I mean, again, these are the same people that also wanted you to believe that the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't a real thing. Look, we all think that if an elected or an official in the cabinet, if they are doing this kind of thing, nobody wants that. However, I need actual evidence. And so far, all I have is the level of Russiagate accusations. I'm just done with it. Democrats, let's see. China floods the world with cheap exports after after POTUS's tariffs. Like, after? I thought that was all they did. Yeah, cheap exports. That's all they do. And why? I feel like the person who writes for the finance section over at Yahoo maybe needs a little bit more time to cook in this world before writing another story again. NASA plans first crewed moon mission in 50 years, slated for February of 2026. They said they hope to send astronauts on a 10-day trip around the moon as soon as February. They'd previously committed to launching no later than the end of April, but now they want to bring the mission forward. It's been 50 years since we've had like any kind of crewed by man lunar mission. And NASA's going to send four astronauts there and back to test systems. So that's something I think we would all watch. I wonder if like SpaceX is going to be involved in all of that as well. It seems like that could be a possibility.
NATO airspace.
Is POTUS going to the escalator? And he's just going up and then all of us, it stops. And they look back. Did you see Melania jolt? I mean, that's kind of dangerous. It's weird how the escalator totally stopped working right when POTUS touched it. I mean, in addition to his mic not working the moment that he went up to speak and then his teleprompter not working. One time, okay, that's an accident. Twice is a question mark. Three, it's a trend. Welcome back to the program. Bottom of this third hour. Now, consider this too. This was from the, pull this up, forgive me for a moment. It's the Times. What? So they said, this was from last week. Here was a line in this piece. So this article, and if you, by the way, if you're a subscriber over at Substack, my newsletter, Chapter and Verse, you have this article. It, the headline was, is Trump any closer to his Nobel Peace Prize? We'll see at the UN. And it was published Sunday, September 21st, 2025. And in this piece, they note, quote, to mark Trump's arrival, UN staff members have joked that they may turn off the escalators and the elevators and simply tell him they ran out of money, so he has to walk up the stairs, end quote. That was on Sunday, Kane.
Yep.
Now, will you play, get this audio ready for me that you just dropped? That was on Sunday that they did that. And it wasn't just the escalators. It was also, again, the microphone and the teleprompter. And it's not, these aren't conspiracy theories. You have a left-wing newspaper citing the fact that UN staffers were openly joking about stopping escalators and messing with other things so that they could say, well, it's because you're not giving us more money. Which, by the way, the UN is an exercise in vanity that we participate in, and we pride ourselves in being so civil, and we all come together and we sit around this table, but nothing ever actually gets done. It's more like a veneer. Nothing ever actually gets done. They don't ever actually do anything. It's entirely funded and done, and it really, everybody else participates by the grace of the United States. That's it. And they occupy some pretty prized and expensive real estate right in Manhattan, right by the Hudson. So just saying. It doesn't sound like this was an accident. Listen to Ned Price. He was Biden's former State Department spokesperson. Listen to what he said here. Very telling.
On that escalator, and the escalator stopped. Well, I imagine one of the reasons that escalator stopped is because his administration has withheld hundreds of millions of dollars in funding over his first term in office and during the first 8 months or so of his current term to the UN. The UN itself is falling apart.
The UN itself is, they've been given so much money over the years. And you know what? The UN, it wants more money, but it does nothing to prevent the persecution of Christians. They are the most victimized religion across the globe. And they're the most victimized religion across the globe, largely due to Islamic forces. That's true. They don't acknowledge the truth about climate change policies and how it's designed to punish prosperous nations and then uplift nations that literally are the number one contributor to pollution in the world, which is China. They do nothing about drug trade on the open seas. They do nothing about the terrorism and terrorists exploiting the southern border. They do nothing about bioweapons. They want to sit back and let every single thing that happens in Europe or it happens in, you know, anywhere else, that the United States can take care of it. They haven't done anything to help neutralize the level of Russian aggression that's mostly facilitated by the heavy purchase of Russian oil by other countries. Incredibly hypocritical, considering that there are NATO countries that purchase Russian oil. It's just very, very weird. I mean, and to say nothing of what's happening in Gaza. And then they have the audacity to demand more money. Oh, well, it's because we're not getting as many billions as we were. So he puts on it. He gets put on an escalator. They were actually trying to shame him. And right as he gets to start his speech, the teleprompter went out and then the mic runs out, or the mic didn't work. And it was just very interesting. Again, one thing is an accident, but three things is bad. But it stopped right in the middle. I mean, the first lady, she could have fallen. I mean, if she didn't have great balance and wasn't fit, she would have fallen. If it was Joe Biden, he would have fallen on his face. You had this article that came out noting that these UN staffers were joking about, openly, about turning this stuff off. Now, I think that they need to, I would like for them to, yes, I think that we should find out what did that. And if it turns out that people were sabotaging it, then I think that they should be fired, of course. I mean, I think that they should be publicly dragged, but I mean, yes, fired also with that. So I don't know. To me, it's just that it's like super petty. And did they think that him not having a teleprompter was going to shut him up? Have they met him? That's like their worst nightmare. Because instead of doing a short 20-minute speech, now he's going to lambast you for 3 hours. What were they thinking? That's not the way to do it. But I just think that it just seemed like it was they were plotting to do it and that it was on purpose. And you got the sense that it was on purpose too, Kane, didn't you?
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. You could see it because there was video of it too where before Trump even approached the escalator, that thing was working like a charm, no problem, for the longest time. And as soon as they got right up there, it shuts off. That, no. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's not how it goes.
Very weird. Very, very weird, I gotta say. To me, I just don't believe in coincidences like that at all. I don't believe in coincidences. So it just seems, yeah, you know, like there was something to it. There was something to it. And if they're mad because the president was expecting the UN to kind of fulfill the expectations of the investment that other leaders unwisely put in them, then that's their problem. But I mean, it's a very big problem for them. But it absolutely did seem like it was on purpose. It did.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts. And join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.